To Sydney now, where a weekend of brutal alcohol-fuelled assaults has prompted the Commissioner of New South Wales Police and the state's Premier, Barry O'Farrell, to meet today to discuss ways to curb the violence. Doctors, nurses and police officers on the streets say the solution is obvious: force pubs and clubs to close earlier. But despite evidence that this has worked in other parts of the country, the New South Wales Government is resisting the policy change, as Tom Nightingale reports.
The good weather meant it was a busy weekend in Sydney's night spots, but after more than 500 arrests and some brutal assaults, Deputy Commissioner Nick Caldas says police have had enough.
The problem will occur again next weekend and the weekend after and so on. It really is about a cultural change in how people perceive alcohol and how they handle it.
What about more police on the streets? Would that help?
Look, it's always great to have more police, but that alone will not solve this problem. The culture of binge drinking, of people drinking to such a degree that they lose control of their common sense, is simply, that is really the problem. That's what we need to try and fix.
Detectives are looking at CCTV to try to find who stomped on a 23-year-old man's head during a fight at Bondi Beach. The young man is in a critical condition in hospital. Another man nearly had an ear slashed off in a glassing near Wollongong. The issue of drunken violence is complex. After all, not everyone who's drunk is violent. But doctors, nurses, paramedics and the union representing police say the clear answer is earlier closing hours, as happened in Newcastle 5 years ago. A University of Newcastle study found the assault rate dropped by 37%.
I haven't seen anything quite like it, that's for sure. I certainly haven't seen anything where you got such a raft of restrictions imposed at a particular point in time.
Dr. Don Weatherburn runs the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research. He says the drop in assaults in Newcastle is remarkable.
What's absolutely clear is that there was a reduction in assaults.
If the Newcastle model has been successful in dropping assaults, then why hasn't it been replicated?
Well, I guess because the government's facing competition between various interests. On the one hand, there are licensed premises who are doing business and want to stay open and feel they can manage the problems that we're talking about without being subjected to restrictions. On the other hand, there are large numbers of people who are fed up with alcohol-related crime. So the government's got to make some call on that.
While the police union wants earlier closing hours and a lockout statewide, those at the top are less clear. This morning, the Police Commissioner, Andrew Scipione, was asked whether he wanted the Newcastle conditions applied elsewhere.
Clearly, there are some licensed premises where we have seen those restrictions and they've worked. But there are problems that we're dealing with. One example over the weekend was an event on a beach in Tweed Heads where 200 people decide that they're going to start pelting beer bottles and beer cans at police, smashing patrol car windscreens. You know, lockouts in a hotel is not going to do anything when there are people out there, some of these people as young as 14.
Today, the State Premier, Barry O'Farrell, has backed up a police call for cultural change.
There is no one-size-fits-all. The Police Commissioner has made that abundantly clear to me again today. What we need is to apply the measures to the particular areas, and we have had some success. The Commissioner again reminded me of Don Wedderburn's latest figures that show that last year, an 11% reduction in alcohol-related offences across the state.
But Dr. Weatherburn believes lockouts and earlier closing hours would do more than anything else, and he thinks it's becoming a bigger political issue.
From the government's perspective, there are very few ways of reducing the incidence of assault other than through restrictions on alcohol consumption. There isn't any other policy lever that has such dramatic effects. So if you want to reduce, if you want to make the community safer, that's as far as assault's concerned, that's probably the only option.
That's Dr. Don Weatherburn ending Tom Nightingale's report. And a longer version of Tom's interview with Dr. Weatherburn will be up on our website later today.